Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. I think that's right.
Yeah. It depends on when you decide.
It's all on me. Thanks for tuning in here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our service minimum out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. This is a tough one to pronounce. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Ocobla.
So you went away from the SEC town.
Yeah, there's only one more I could find, and it was Columbia.
That's true.
Which is a bigger town, which I know we've done. So
Columbia is a fine town.
Fine town with fine people.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that Ocobla, which has to be a Choctaw word.
Actually, it's Ocklaba.
Yeah, well, it's got to be a Choctaw word. It's in Neshoba County, so.
Oh yeah.
Got to be.
There is a. Probably about a 75% chance that whatever town you say in Mississippi is Choctaw.
It might be higher, if we're being totally honest.
I feel safe that the county that I live in is a Choctaw as well.
Very much so. Wherever you are in our great state.
Yours too.
Yes. You enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every day. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. We're having beef tonight. Jennifer found this birria pot roast at Aldi.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to that, making some tacos tonight.
So what's the difference between that and a regular chuck roast?
Well, it's the seasoning is on it already. The birria.
It's already seasoned.
Yeah, yeah. You just put it in and cook it. That's what we're having.
Okay.
Though. So I'm excited by that.
What do you put in with a regular pot roast?
Oh, if I was making just a regular pot roast, I'd put like half an onion, chop up a carrot, and
potatoes.
No.
You don't do potatoes?
I do my potatoes separate.
Okay.
And I'll put a couple cloves of garlic in there as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, and along with the seasonings and all that good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I roll.
What's the seasoning like on this pot roast? What is the
birria seasoning?
So what is that?
It's a Mexican. Traditionally, it's done with goat.
Okay.
But this is something that's very popular right now. It's basically like a spicy, but there's some chili notes in there. It's very good. I've had birria tacos. They're very good.
And so you're just gonna shred this thing up.
Shred it up. Put it on some tortillas, a little cheese, a little hot sauce. How can I go wrong?
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited. So. Guys, so many great weeknight and weekend ideas. If you're trying to make it easy on yourself, beef is the ingredient you want to use. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. You are looking for it, aren't you? You need new gear. It's almost football season. Look at our friend Robbie Falk here. Got the interlocking rope hat working. That shirt, that old school shirt,
it's
fantastic.
Course.
Well, you didn't have to say that.
Well,
we're talking about College Corner.
I know, but
you screwed up.
Well, I'm just
saying they have hats like that. I've seen them. So the stuff that you're looking for right now, if you're thinking, man, I'm so tired of these Banner M polos, guys, they have an incredible selection for you at College Corner. Check it out. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flow by the Half Shell, and you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. You guys ever listen to that Thunder and Lightning podcast? You know, have you ever heard of the Boneyard? That's what you just did. You just did that.
Well, I was just letting you know where I got it.
Oh, don't tell anybody that. We got to lie sometimes. Yeah. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch. Best meal in town, always at Restaurant Tyler. I haven't been in a while. So when I get back from Atlanta, that's going to be one of the first stops I need to make is a lunch at restaurant. I know Robbie had a lunch with Big Daddy.
Friday?
Was it Thursday?
I forget. It
wasn't Thursday. It was like Wednesday. It was Wednesday.
I took a picture of my mom's plate.
Yeah.
It was country fried steak.
That thing was massive. Big as my head.
Like, 10 people in there that were upset that she got brown gravy instead of white gravy. Like, why do you people care what other people eat?
Now
I just
I gotta see the mentions. I got
just don't understand. Like,
like brown gravy is perfectly
it's perfectly
acceptable.
acceptable. I didn't know that it was a bad thing to get brown gravy on country fried steak, but
Here we go. All right. I'm gonna read some of these mentions. In what communist country do you put brown gravy on a chicken fried steak? Well, I guess Donald Trump is a communist. I had no idea.
so that's the guy that he complains all the time, but I'm too negative, and he
Yeah.
takes the opposite side of me. And then one day I was like, why don't you just unfollow me? That would make your life easier. So he unfollows me, and then almost every day I get a tweet from him arguing with something that I say.
Yeah.
So yesterday I was like, I just don't understand why you're still tweeting at me after I told you to unfollow me, yet you continue to read all my tweets. I don't understand this. But there are tons of
It's
people on
just,
Twitter like this.
and you had like four more people asking about gravy. I'm like, guys, brown gravy is delicious.
I don't understand. I didn't understand that. I don't really like the white
I'm
gravy
not a
all that
big white
much.
gravy guy.
So
Yeah.
I didn't understand the people that were upset about that. All that to
Well,
say, that country fried steak was perfectly acceptable and very good.
delicious. Yeah.
And I had the fried chicken. Boy plate
Fried
was
chicken. Very
amazing.
good.
Everybody had a great time. My dad had
And
pork chops.
of course, your dad is the pork chop king at Restaurant Tyler. He loves them.
Yeah, he was taking his sweet time
He does
at this
well. He
point.
talks. He's a talker.
We were all done, like getting ready to pack our stuff up.
He's eating like two
He had
bites.
another pork chop left. I'm like, my gosh, Dad.
And I are the opposite because you've seen me like I'm like a vacuum cleaner
I'm
on
kind of like
whatnot.
that too.
Yeah, I just I don't. And which is weird. I never had siblings. It's not like I had to eat fast. So I don't know. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide to show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need them quickly. You need a bank that provides the level of service you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority.
Before we get started, have you been following the LED light conversation on Twitter?
First off, we said before we get started, we've already gone off the rails.
But I mean, like, moving past the
We've had birria pot roast, we've had gravy, we've had the MSU golf course. We're already off the rails. So just throw in whatever you want at this point. Go.
okay.
Yes, I have been following it
It totally predictable.
100%
Totally
predictable.
predictable.
It's a social media thing that, and we say it on this show. I say it on Sports Talk a lot that there's just no nuance, right? People are not willing to accept that two things can be true at the same time. That, yes, Mississippi State needs to win more football games, and that would improve a lot here. But Mississippi State's fan experience is near the bottom of the conference. What you're seeing, Robbie, is a lot of people who have never been on the road.
Yeah.
They go to a couple games a year here, but they don't even go to Oxford for the Egg Bowl and see the difference in the fan experience there. So it's just not surprising. It is the least surprising thing of this whole thing. As soon as that video came out, I was like, I'll give it 10 minutes, and I probably could have given it 10 seconds.
I immediately put on our message board, there will be people coming in those mentions and on other message boards saying that there's not going to be any night games this year. And that you could have spent money on something else.
Yeah.
We need to win before we do
Yeah. It's
this.
all dumb.
It's just like
It's all dumb.
you cannot have a conversation about this and make me understand your point of view on it.
These are the fans that, by and large, they drive up, they get to the stadium, an hour before they drive to start for the day of the game. They get to the stadium maybe an hour and 30 minutes before the game, and as soon as the game ends, they get in the car and they drive home. And they don't go on the road. They're not making trips to Tuscaloosa and Auburn and seeing what those stadiums look like. They it's just they're stuck in this 1990s Larry Templeton
It's exactly that.
mindset of we got to pinch every penny and we don't need the, why do you need the fancy lights and bells? Well, kids go to other schools. The kids go on recruiting visits and they see all this other stuff and they come here and it's like, what is this? This looks like some of my parents. It's
And
ridiculous.
it's not exactly for, I mean this with the utmost respect. It's not exactly for the 50 to 75 crowd.
It's not.
It's just
Nothing
not
is
for
for
that
the
group.
50 to 75
Because
crowd
for the
base.
most part, those people are sitting in their seats. It's for the students. It's for the people that's going to get the stadium rowdy. It's for the players. It's for recruits. It's not really, it is a fan experience thing, but it's not really for that group. And I don't want to do this to like condemn the fans. Like I don't want to preach to the fans, but like this seriously is a mindset that's got to be eradicated here. Because a lot of the same people that do that are the same ones that are saying we can't compete in the NIL era. Mississippi State football is done. Like that is just such a loser mentality that I can't get on board with, and I wish it would go away. I
Agreed.
really do. I don't wish that these people would go away. I wish that
Or the
that mindset
mindset.
would go away.
I get it.
And the whole idea that you see that video, which made Davis Wade Stadium in an empty stadium with no paint on the field, it made that place look cool. You see that video, and your first
That's the
takeaway is,
problem.
we need to get rid of that. We
Yeah,
need to
why did we
get.
do that?
I don't understand that. And
I never will. Never will.
here's the, this is going to hurt some feelings here,
Oh, no.
but I saw in some bios for the people that were discussing these lights that, some of these people were big MSU baseball fans, big Left Field Lounge fans
Oh, God.
who were
I was hoping not to have any of these
talking about,
discussions.
well, they were talking about we could use, we could use our money in a better way. Well, and I don't disagree with Mississippi State doing this, but they're putting a whole lot of money into a sport that doesn't bring any revenue to Mississippi State. So if you're upset about the lights, shouldn't you also be upset about the fact that they're investing a lot of money in baseball? Food for thought.
It is.
I don't believe that. I don't think that you should be upset with investing money in baseball. I'm just saying, if you're money conscious, like this guy seems to be, and you're trying to pinch some pennies, there's a place where they could cut some of those pennies in baseball. I'm glad they're not, but don't tell me you're all about the budget when there's millions of dollars going to a sport that's not making your school any money. So I wish that the whole like I wish we could just have a conversation and be like, yeah, these lights are really cool, and I also want football to
Can't have
start
that. It's got to
winning.
be one or the other.
Like, we can't win with these lights going off like this. Like, that makes no sense. Well, let's just take all the fans out of the stadium. If fan experience doesn't matter, let's just pull everyone out of the stadium. Let's turn off the jumbotrons and turn off the lights and just play the game in an empty stadium. If the fans don't matter, if ticket sales don't matter and all that stuff, all that matters is just winning games. Let's just take all that out. There's no reason to have it anymore. Do you see how silly that sounds? So can we please just be happy with the fact that Mississippi State is doing something that increases the environment at Davis Wade Stadium and takes it out of 2013? Can we please do that?
We absolutely can.
I think it's just gotten to the point now where these people have gotten annoyed with us talking
Oh,
with
yeah,
it,
no doubt.
and they would rather it be they'd rather be the opposite of what we like, and that mindset to me is just ridiculous. So
All right.
we can move on now.
I feel like you've been sitting on that for a couple days.
I haven't been able to have an open mic to talk about it. But it's just like it just irritates the
When was that video put out? Thursday? Thursday.
Thursday or
Yeah, we
Friday.
didn't do a pod. So yeah, if we had podded on Thursday, it would have we could have already
I'm
had it.
just like I'm just tired of this old school mindset at Mississippi State. Like
I
we
am
got to do
too.
things this
That's
way
why I
instead
was a
of.
big supporter of the way the last athletic department, last athletic director, when they hired Selman, I was like, you gotta go outside. We have to get some new blood in here, some new
And if
ideas.
Stillman
And if
goes,
Selman leaves, do it again.
yeah,
Do it again.
I mean.
Go hit up whoever Burns number two is at Alabama. Go hit up whoever so and so's is at Michigan. Something like that. That's the way
You
to
don't
go.
have to have Mississippi State
You
people at
don't.
Mississippi
You
State
don't.
to
It's a
win.
job. It's a
Yes.
job. You know?
I never understood that mindset. Like, we got to hire everybody that's Mississippi
Well,
State
you
related.
know, it's like we're family. Okay. It's not a family business. It's not dads hiring sons here. All right. This is $100 million business. Get the best guy you can.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on from that. I was not prepared. I was not prepared to rant this early. And as you know, I'm not having the best day. So I could have just really gone in with 2 feet there. I had to
I
hold
wish
back.
that you would. Instead of just the whole time you trying to push me through this,
No. Robbie.
join in.
Robbie. I'm just
Get
telling you right,
with me.
Robbie, I'm just telling you right now, it would not be a good thing. It would not be good. If I
Get
just if I if
do
I if I left, if I lost my temper today, today would be a bad day for
do
me.
it.
No, I can't. I can't bring myself to
Do
do it.
it. do it.
There's not the day for it. But there will come a time. All right.
This is the time.
It's not today. It's not. When I got done talking, you would be just be like, you would be looking at me like, I don't know if I can do this podcast anymore. All right. What we had planned to make our first topic was to do another positional breakdown. And I wanted to talk about the wide receivers today. I've sort of been doing this to you every these first two. True or false, right? Potentially a superstar group. But on paper, on June 12th, a lot of questions. Fair?
Yes, 100%.
Very fair.
I mean, a lot of numbers. The numbers are high, but who do you have there that's real proven at this point?
Yeah.
That's kind of the issue that you have.
Like, if I said right now, Robbie, who are the starting three receivers?
I like Aiden Williams a lot.
Okay.
I think very high ceiling there. And but again, I mean, he hasn't done anything yet,
right?
Really. He's one of those guys that every single offseason you saw a Ole Miss beat writer
like, man, he looks good. Yeah.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin would hype him up, and I think what really happened to him is they had just loaded up on so many transfer receivers and guys just like there just was no real opportunities for him. So I really like him a lot. You got to think that Jordan Mosley is probably going to be in the mix there.
Especially game one,
yeah.
Mosley will likely start.
Yeah. And I thought Mosley had a solid year, or at least he did some solid things last year. Last year was probably his best season.
This goes back to two things can be true, right? That Mosley is not a game breaker by any stretch of the imagination, right? But you look at his stats last year. He caught 23 passes for 405 yards and three touchdowns. He averaged almost 18 yards a catch.
He had five catches before that.
Yeah. If you are getting that from your fourth or fifth best wide receiver, you're in a great spot.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he gives me those exact same numbers again, but just to name some names, Williams, Thompson, and Evans are all ahead of him, then who cares? That's a great spot.
I think that there's a lot of potential with this group. But Mosley right now is your most experienced receiver,
yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. He caught that first touchdown last year. We were like, oh, Jordan Mosley, here we go. It's finally going to happen.
It was like first possession, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, Anthony Evans probably has the highest ceiling
mm-hmm.
out there. And that's a guy that just didn't get to do a whole lot at Georgia. And a lot of that's kind of like Aiden Williams. He just had players in front of him. And again, like I keep saying about him too, I just did not like that offense he was in. I didn't think it really brought out the best in him. This is an offense that you could see him really breaking through.
Yeah.
Could he have a year at least somewhat similar to what Kevin Coleman did last year?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's talented enough. Brennan Thompson, they obviously think a lot of him as a game-breaking type guy, a guy that can produce big plays. His biggest year came after Jeff Lebby
mm-hmm.
in an offense that was not as explosive as Jeff Lebby's, but they are really high on him. And the fact they're sending him to media days.
I'm fascinated to talk to him.
Now, John Lewis went last year, so that doesn't mean,
anything. It's not,
year, but
let's not make that an indicator of future success. Yeah.
But I think that was like in his court. Mm-hmm. John Lewis didn't
play
through
the way they thought he would.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like the possibilities here, but there's so many guys that you just don't really know. I think Ricky Johnson has a chance to have a breakthrough season.
He had the best spring game of any of them, I thought.
Yeah, he was really good. I'm expecting big things from him. He could break through this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a good guy to break through because they're having some success there at his high school. And
yeah.
That wouldn't be a bad place to be involved with. So I think that there's – It's a potential. It's a group with a lot of potential, but
right,
we just haven't seen it yet.
Just haven't seen it yet. I mean, like you kind of mentioned there, the Thompson 19 catches, Mosley 23 catches. That's about it. Now the two guys who had some production, Marcus Allen last year at Eastern Michigan. He had I believe like 40 catches for them. Am I correct? Am I not saying that right?
Maybe so. I don't remember.
Now you got me questioning myself because his stats didn't come up on the webpage there. I'm gonna be mad if I'm right. Yeah, 43 catches, 651 yards a season ago for Eastern Michigan, three touchdowns.
Not terrible.
Not, I mean, again, it's just not awful. And then Cam Thompson at Eastern Illinois last year. I'm sorry, at Northern Illinois, 28 catches, 391 yards. You just don't have that guy who, as we've mentioned, just stood out the way Kelly Akari did a season ago. Also, it's so weird to think about. Go back to like November, right? And if I said, what is this wide receiver room going to look like? And you're thinking, okay, well, they've got Kevin Coleman, Craver in his second year, Stonka and J.J. Harrell coming off of a red shirt. We'll see what Ricky Johnson can do. And, they'll recruit some guys. And it's completely different. None of those guys are here except for Stonka, who's, on the defensive side of the ball now. So I give Chad Bumpus a lot of credit for bringing in a lot of new faces. And he brought in a lot of potential. Jerron Glover had some catches too. I forgot about him. He's got 29 career catches. There's just not a guy.
Jalen Thompson, I
Yeah,
think.
Thompson, I mentioned. Yeah, there's just not that guy like Akari was. And Akari ended up not being the leading receiver, but coming into the season, we were like, this is a guy who's been a 1,000-yard receiver. He's going to have a big year. There's not a guy that I can just point to confidently today and say, for sure, big year. Now, I was wrong about Akari. He had a good year, but not a great year. The injuries set
The
him
injury,
back.
I think, put him back.
What I do know is this, though, and I've said it 1,000 times, and so I'll say it again. Somebody in that room is going to catch 70-plus passes for 800 to 900 yards. That's going to happen. It's just who is it?
And I think go back to the reason we're not talking a whole lot about this wide receiver group, I feel like, is you go back to the transfer portal and when all that stuff was going down, like, we all were kind of waiting on some big things to happen at the wide receiver position, and they passed on some guys that we felt like they could easily get, or they lost some recruiting battles, and the guys that they brought in were just they were just kind of okay from a standpoint of like the spotlight. Like they weren't big names. They had decent numbers, but it wasn't a sexy haul.
Right.
So that's kind of, I feel like the issue is like you just didn't have a ton of big names come out of the portal at the wide receiver position, and people were just kind of skeptical. But I think one thing that you can't discount is the fact that Jeff Lebby's offense produces big numbers no matter who's been in it.
That's correct.
There's been a lot of guys that, quite frankly, I wouldn't say are big names that have ended up having really big seasons under Jeff Lebby in that offense. So the numbers are there. I feel like the chips are going to fall and you'll have your best guys eventually. But it's just going to be different because Kari Whittemore is gone. Kevin Coleman's gone. Mario Craver's gone. Kelly Akari.
Gone. Jaden
There's
Wally was
Dayden
still
Wally a
around.
little
He's
bit.
gone.
So it's just a totally new group. And we'll see how it shakes out. I feel like they're going to be able to still produce, but how much do they produce is kind of the question. And that's going to be a big part of things because you need to have that balance. The running game, we feel like it's going to be really good. All about that balance. The running game's going to be really good. The offensive line, we'll see how they mesh. But you need to have the balance. You need to be able to run the football and produce big plays. You need receivers that are able to make those big plays. So we'll see who emerges there. I feel certain that Brennan Thompson's going to be in the mix. Just I don't think you send him to media days if you don't
Don't
feel
feel
like he's going to
confident
be
in
a
it.
big part of things. Aiden Williams, again, was super impressive in how he ran his routes and his catching ability, tracking the ball. He looks to me like a guy that has the potential to break out at Mississippi State. And I think a lot of that has to do with the offense that he's playing in with Lane Kiffin. This is not that dissimilar. I think there's a lot of similarities
A
in this
ton. Yeah.
offense.
Agreed.
So their receivers are, they're very good at running routes. They're very good at possessing the football, catching the football. I feel like he picked up a lot of that at Ole Miss. It's picking up an Ole Miss wide receiver is not the worst thing.
No, they've done a good job up with them up there.
It's like back in the day, picking up a Mississippi State defensive lineman, if
Exactly.
that would have happened.
So if you said, Brian, who starts against Southern Mississippi? I'm going to say Mosley, Thompson, and probably Evans in the slot. But by the end of the season, Mosley for sure could get out. Now, if you look at this depth chart, they have Aiden Williams listed as the same position as Brennan Thompson. I'm hoping there's enough flexibility there that Thompson, Williams, and Evans can, because I think those are the three highest ceiling guys.
Lebby likes a guy kind of like Thompson on the outside that can produce some big plays down the field.
That's what Craver would have been had he stayed.
He essentially has two slots out there.
Yeah, and Thompson is an ultra speed guy.
Yeah,
can take the top off.
I wonder. You know, we just have not talked much about Anthony Evans.
Yeah,
but he's playing the position that seems to produce the most.
That's
action.
Yeah, yeah.
In this offense,
so
he's playing Kevin Coleman's spot.
Evans and Thompson are slot guys. Williams, I mean, he's 6'3". He's more of your traditional, you know, big body wide receiver. State's got a good mix of size and speed. I mean, Marcus Allen is 6'2 and 215. Cam Thompson is a 6'200. Glover is 6'1. So you've got some height there. Of course, Mosley is 6 foot, but you've also got the smaller guys. I'm interested to see how this all pans out. I will say this. I think it was you. It may have been you. I forget exactly who asked it. The first spring practice we had Lebby afterwards, and somebody asked him, I don't know if it was you or not, asked him about the receivers and was like, you know, tell us about that group. You know, on paper, looks like a lot of potential, but, you know, there's not a lot of production there. And, I mean, he was basically like telling me that the sky's going to be blue tomorrow. He was so confident in that group and how good they're going to be.
And he would tell you if he wasn't,
well,
especially on offense.
Exactly, because I contrast that with how he talked about the offensive line. And he was like, we've got to get better in that room. We're not where we want to be, you know. And he talked about he talked about the portal early in spring. He's like, we're going to have to continue to evaluate guys there.
He will be very critical. As coach speak as he is, he will be very critical of the offense.
And he didn't do that about the receiver. So that makes me think that, you know, for a coach who's 2-10, he has some credit in the bank with me on this offensive side of the ball. So I think he's going to be – I think he's right, but we shall see. I like this receiver group potentially, but I feel like we'll know pretty early, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel a couple games in and be like, all right, this is working. You know, Evans is – if Evans
can't get open, you know, against Southern Miss.
Yeah, if Evans – like you go into week three and Evans already has like 16 catches, you're like, okay, you're on pace. Everything's fine. So we'll see how that pans out. All right, let's move into an SEC preview. We're going to do that today because we're not sure what our podcasting situation is going to be on Monday, but we'll figure that out. But that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, a place to find some smoked Southern soul food. You know, I mentioned earlier I'm not having the best day. We don't need to go into all that, but you know me, Robbie, I'm an eat my feelings kind of guy. I might just park up at Two Brothers this evening and I may go eat my pot roast and then go and get like a dozen wings just to make myself feel better. That's kind of where we are.
Don't judge me, Jennifer.
Yeah. Lay off me. I'm starving.
We still got all in, too.
Yeah, that's in a couple hours. Yeah, I'm very, very excited. Very excited. You were saying you want to say, just come watch it, us. I'll take you home.
Well, I got stuff to do. I got to fold the clothes. I got to fold and wash the clothes.
You sound like that girl who, this one, I'm not even making this up. I asked a girl out one time, and she hit me with, I have a lot of homework.
Oh,
and it was like a Tuesday, and I was asking her about her, like, to go out that weekend, and she was like,
"Oh boy!"
It's like I just hit her with, you know, it's cool, and I walked away. I got laundry to do.
You can pick up on people's energy, and if you're lying to me, I know. I'm just like, I'm not gonna fool
like,
with this.
Just say no. It's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway,
tell me.
I wonder what she's up to.
Ugly.
I need to look her up. I remember her name.
I bet she's not as successful as you are.
You know, you say that, we're going to look, and she's like, you know, director of neurosurgery. Oh, okay. All that being said, we love a trip to Two Brothers and the older brother. I ate at the older brother last week with my cousin John, and it was his first time there, and he was like, Brian, you were right. I was like, I told you. They got the burger, and he got their – I'd never seen anybody get the turkey sandwich before. He said it was fantastic, though, and they loved the fries. So
I absolutely love the cheeseburger.
I still have not gotten the Philly cheesesteak. Still have not got it. I couldn't bump myself into it.
Let's do it when you and I go.
All right. Next time.
Yep.
Next time at the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing that for 50 years.
50.
I had to steal 50 yesterday. Because we
It's fine. It's our thing.
We were talking about Houston Nutt. Yeah, he said, Borky set me up with, because we were on team number 50 for the 100 teams in 100 days, and he's like, as Houston Nutt would say, team number, and he pointed at me, and I was like, 50, and
correct.
So I took it.
That's correct.
Well, what's also correct is that Advantage Business Systems,
Spanish Armada.
Advantage Business Systems has your back when we're talking about new technology at your office. If you need a new copier, a new printer, new computers, call Advantage Business Systems because you know you're not only going to get a great piece of equipment, you're going to get service after the sale. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. We're going to talk about Maroon & Co. here. Try not to bring up any, if you could.
I'm not trying to give free advertising.
That's what I'm
Just
saying.
telling you where the hat came from.
Anyway,
Hey, you know the shirt came from Home Field Apparel.
I'm sure it did.
They sent it to me.
If
Right.
you're looking for new gear here in the Starkville area, the place to go is Maroon and Co. If you are looking for anything with the interlocking, the State Script, the M over S, great name brands, great fitting products, great looking products, it's all right there at Maroon and Co. Nobody's got a bigger or better selection than Maroon and Co. Use the website marooneco.com and use our promo code Thunder15, save 15% off regular price on the website or in store. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you need
See store for
see
details.
store for details. Shipping and handling not included. Next time you need to get new MSU gear, the place to go is Maroon & Co. It's hot outside, which means if you're working in the yard, you were probably thinking right now, man, I wish I had a little more power behind me. Well, I'm just telling you, the easy way to do that is to get that John Deere mower happening for you. If you are looking for John Deere power, the place to go, of course, is our friends over at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Guess what? We've got great deals, 0% financing on a John Deere commercial mower for up to 24 months. Do you need to haul, tow, or just get around your property with ease? The John Deere Gator, 2.5% financing, 48 months. If you got the big jobs, like you got a yard like Robbie Falk has, you got that Falk money, got that big Falkin' money over there.
All that more money's going to my mortgage.
Yeah, well, maybe he needs to go to a John Deere compact utility tractor with 0% financing up to 72 months. Visit Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden today for these amazing John Deere deals. They are valid through July 31st. Did we pick a team?
Did we do
Let's do Alabama. We haven't done them yet.
okay.
All right.
I want to say that we were going to do like Texas.
No, we did Texas last week. Because
I
we
thought we
remember
did.
our guy got on to us about it because we said they were going to be good. We did Texas for opponent preview and SEC preview
Okay.
last week. We just doubled up on them. Let's do Alabama. Coming off of a disappointing season. There's no getting around that. Lose to Tennessee, lose to Vanderbilt.
Oh.
I didn't lose to Tennessee, I'm sorry. Lost to Vanderbilt, lost to Oklahoma, and lost to Michigan in their bowl game. Just an absolutely disgusting stretch for them. They've got to bounce back this year. If they don't, they're going to be in real trouble. Kalen DeBoer's going to be in real trouble. I firmly believe it. They start off the game with one of the most interesting week one games of the year at Florida State. Florida State obviously looking to rebound. I don't know if they can do that in this particular game. But that being said, I
At
think
Florida
that
State's an interesting.
there's, and you know who Florida State's offensive coordinator is, right?
Yeah. Gus
A guy
Malzahn.
who knows a thing or two about beating Alabama. I'm just saying it could be interesting. I think Alabama wins, but it could be
It
interesting.
could be interesting, but I'm taking Bama for sure.
Yeah.
I'm very interested to see what Florida State looks like. If they go like 6-6, they're probably firing Norvell, I would think.
Oh, yeah. It's time.
After
Yeah,
you
you got to
had
move
the
on. Yeah.
season that you had last year, I mean,
Agreed.
what an extreme turn of events
Yeah. They were 12-0, and they lost their bowl game when the whole team quit.
against Georgia.
But
Got slaughtered.
they're 12-1.
Yeah.
They had a great season. And then, yeah, they went 2-10. So, yeah.
They lose like Boston College.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They
Now
all
it's
that
everybody they
have
played. Yeah.
now they have their quarterback.
So, all right. Alabama 1-0, 2-0 with ULM. Although Nick Saban will tell you to watch out for that one.
Never know.
Fun game here. Hosting
Who is
Wisconsin.
ULM's coach now?
Oh, he was at, I forget his name. He's a good coach.
It was
Brian Vincent. He was at Troy before that.
okay.
No, I'm sorry. He was at UAB. He took over for Bill Clark, and
Oh,
they
okay.
fired him to hire Trent Dilfer. How's that work out?
Great call.
Alabama hosting Wisconsin should be fun. I think they'll win.
Whiskey.
I think they'll win. They'll go to 3-0. Off week. at Georgia.
Luke Fickell's kind of been a bit of a
huge disappointment. I really thought he would take that program and compete with Ohio State.
He also did something that I never see. He coached the bowl game before he was.
Yeah, that should have been.
Took up. That was
maybe
really
that should
weird.
Have told us.
But. Yeah, they'll win the game.
Okay, they lose to Georgia though.
At Athens,
yeah.
Probably so. Yeah.
All right. I have never been felt safer about saying a win than Alabama beating Vanderbilt this year.
They will take it out.
You need to may have to put some money on that one. They'll beat Vandy.
They're going to punish Diego every chance they get.
They're going to blitz him every play. You blitz all night. At Missouri, I think they get the win there.
Yep.
So far, so good.
It's fine.
Tennessee.
At Tuscaloosa.
It's at Tuscaloosa.
I'm taking Bama.
Probably going to win that one, yeah.
Quarterback situation is an issue.
All right, here's an interesting one. At South Carolina.
Mm.
South Carolina had them last year. Had them on the ropes and couldn't figure it out.
That's upset central.
It really is.
Do I want to pull the trigger on that though? I don't know if I can predict it today, but I could definitely see South Carolina winning that game. Lenore Sellers like going all out.
They could
game.
Absolutely win the game.
Yeah. I'm taking Bama, but watch out for that game.
Yeah, I'm with you. Off week, and then they host LSU. We've already done LSU. I predicted this game. I predicted LSU to win.
I think LSU wins this game.
Even in that Tuscaloosa, I think.
Experienced quarterback.
Yeah.
Defense will be good.
I think, and that's now we're on the rocks here. Now it's like, oh gosh, are they going to get in? They finished off the season with teams they should be able to beat. They host Oklahoma. That's another one where that's
taking
another revenge.
It out of Oklahoma.
They should take it out on them. They have Eastern Illinois, and then they go to Auburn. And you and I both know this. The games that are at Auburn are always wacky. Two years ago when Auburn was really bad, they should have won.
They had to throw a Hail Mary pretty much for the win.
Yeah. That was a game where Tank Bigsby just goes out of bounds or doesn't go out of bounds. If he just stays in bounds, they win the game. But they didn't. So I'll say that Auburn loses. I say Alabama wins. But just to be aware, I would go ahead and tell you right now, whatever the point spread is, take the Tigers.
Auburn and South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
I'm keeping eyes on both of those games.
Okay. Is 10-2 going to be enough to get in the playoff? I'm just going to say this. Let me just say this. On what I have written here, I have three 11-1 SEC teams and one 10-2 SEC team. No, I'm sorry. They're 9-3. So they would be the fourth place team in the conference would be Alabama. I have them behind Georgia, LSU, and Texas.
Yeah.
Is that going to be enough to get in?
Well, you know, last year we kind of had that same situation. We're like, God, there's a lot of like one, two loss teams preseason.
They need to not be a glut of two loss teams. They need to be the only 10-2 SEC team. If they can pull that off, they should be okay. We'll see.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, we'll see what happens. All right, Wolf. I mean, we're just going along here. We still haven't. Let's see. We have not done. Obviously, Ole Miss and State. We haven't done South Carolina. We haven't done Tennessee. That should be right, right? So
Tennessee.
So we got. We've got. Have we done Florida? We've done Florida. We've done Georgia. I don't think we've done Georgia. So we got.
No, we have not done Georgia.
So okay. So here's what we have left to do. Georgia, Ole Miss, and State, which we know are the last two. South Carolina and Tennessee. We have five left. There's 5 weeks to kick off. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good to me. Talk to you guys. All right. Not sure about a Tuesday podcast at this time. Just depends on travel arrangements and things and time. What time I have available in Atlanta. But we will record live from SEC Media Days.
Available.
Yes.
So
it's more about me. Yeah.
Yes.
But we will find out on – we will definitely have a podcast for you on Wednesday and Thursday live from the SEC Media Days in Atlanta. Talk to you guys again then. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.